The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas Podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas Podcast from Capital Group. Available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Janae Coakley from SNY joins us. I know you know Chris. Nice to talk to you, Janae. Thanks for calling. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing? Happy holidays.
And you as well. So I know you're heading to the facility now. I'm going to start with this question, and that is, when a team is having the type of season they are having, how difficult is your job? Especially, I just mentioned the interviews off the field. Like, that is not an easy situation, and I know you get well received by the guys, but how difficult is the job when the season's going the way it's going?
I mean, not fun.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this, after this is my 15th season, I've gotten pretty good at it. I always joke with people that, hey, it's easy to interview the players after they win. It's when they lose, it's the hard part. So I've gotten real good at that skill. But I always give the guys the credit because, like I just said, it's easy to talk when they win. And they've got a good group of guys that always come out. They always, you know, talk after. I always make it a point, though, for when they do win, that I talk to the Jamie and Sherwoods, the C.J. Mosleys, the Quincy Williams, the Tyler Conklins, the guys that always talk when they lose.
Janae, you just mentioned 15 years in now, so that means if everyone does the math, you started right around the time things were going well with Rex and company and, you know, making the playoff runs. But obviously you've been through quite a few years now of things not going so great. So because of this season and all the expectations and Aaron Rodgers' presence and people thinking they were going to, at minimum, go back to the playoffs, how do you stack this one up against some of the other disappointments that you've had to unfortunately be around over the course of the last 10 or 15 years?
Well, see, it's funny because, like you said, my first year was the second AFC championship game with Rex Ryan. And before that, I was with Indianapolis. And the worst season I ever covered was a 10-6 season, and they ended up winning the Super Bowl that year. So I'm like, oh, wow, this is how this works in NFL? 5 years in, we go to the playoffs, we win Super Bowl. This is great. I haven't been to the playoffs since. But I haven't covered a playoff since. I would say this is the worst one of all, because there, like you said, there's so much hype and there's so much talent on this team. I mean, you have the Garrett Wilson, the Breece Hall, Sauce. I mean, down the line, both sides of the ball, like, there was a lot of talent and so much hype. And to be honest with you, I still can't put my finger on why they haven't been more successful.
Yeah.
So I feel like this has been the reason, because before, like, some teams overachieved. I'm not even thinking that they underachieved, because they have the talent, they work hard. I just don't know why it can't be put together.
You know, that to me is, I think exactly what you just said is the most confusing part, because, you know, some teams like the Giants, they've been injury prone and also talent wise, not so much. But this team does have the talent. And I know you don't get to watch practice. I'm well aware how that works. You get to watch the 15 minutes or so. But you are around the guys enough, in the locker room and at games and stuff like that. Do you get the sense that it's a cohesive group? Like, from the outside looking in, they seem fine to me. They just don't seem to execute. Or is there a bigger problem there? What do you see from where you're at?
No, these guys, they all get along great. I mean, it's a cohesive group. I mean, the defense really loves each other. I mean, so same with the offense. I just think, like, for some reason, it just isn't clicking or didn't click. I mean, the gig's up now. You have two games left. I don't know what it was. I really can't. I think that's been the biggest problem. Okay, they get rid of Coach Sala, and then that's going to fix the problem. Well, that doesn't fix the problem at all. In fact, it probably got worse. But Jeff Albert, the guys love Jeff Albert. He's such a great guy. And you would think, you know, like I said before, I always thought he deserved a shot at being a head coach. I'm not sure a head coach and defensive coordinator in the middle of the season was necessarily the greatest opportunity. But it's just, I don't know. The guys do get along. They work hard. They're still in it. I mean, they're still playing to the whistle. It's just they make boneheaded mistakes, and they'll say this. They shoot themselves in the foot. And by week 16, 17, you can't be doing that.
All right, so they get along. So on the personal side of things, it doesn't seem to be big issues. But what about the presence of Rodgers? I mean, the last couple of weeks, the offense has kind of turned it around a little bit, and you've seen maybe more performance representative of what we expected all season long. But you've outlined the talent that they have, the young talent specifically, the Garrett Wilsons, the Breece Halls, so on and so forth. The presence of Rodgers, his career, him being almost larger than life in some aspects, you sense guys like Breece or Garrett or some of the other younger players who have not been around a big-time veteran quarterback the last few years or one as established as Rodgers, did they maybe play tight, feel the pressure of trying to live up to the expectations, not wanting to disappoint a future Hall of Famer who obviously has kind of parachuted in here and was supposed to be the savior?
Yeah, I actually do. I think that's a really good description of it because, here's, you know, I got to watch Peyton Manning for 4 years, you would think. And it was unbelievable. And Aaron Rodgers has been in this league for 20 years. And let's be realistic. You and I, and we all know, the generations are different. Athletes are different than when they first came in to now. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm not saying it's worse. I'm saying it's different. Aaron Rodgers is a guy who likes it exactly the way he wants it. He's proven himself. He's a four-time MVP. He knows what he's doing. And I think some of the guys aren't used to this, aren't used to a guy who is so meticulous and so, this is how it has to be. This is how you do it. Because I've done it before. I've won this way. And I think it's more like, I mean, I don't know if I'm just saying this. Like, it's a father figure. Like, wait a second. I'm disappointing dad. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I can't do it. I can't do everything right. I can't do it right. I have to do it. And then it kind of just works up. And it just has been working out that way. And again, Rodgers likes it his way. This new generation likes it their way. So coming together, I'm not sure if the ways are exactly the way it's parallel lines and they're not intersecting.
So building off that, as we come to the end of this season, and, you know, Rodgers this week has been adamant, hey, I'm going to play. I know he's been full practice the last couple of days, even though he's got the knee injury. Everything you just described, meticulous, trying to, you know, build the culture the right way, so on and so forth, showing the young guys how it's supposed to be done. But you've also got this awkward dynamic now of his future being in question, whether it's his relationship with Woody, not knowing who the next GM and the head coach is going to be. How do you think that dynamic plays out the rest of the way and into the offseason where he's still trying to be that leader type A guy, but everyone in the locker room has to know right now it's unsure whether he's going to be here next year or not. Like, that's got to be sort of an awkward, tricky dynamic down the stretch here, no?
Yeah, you want to tell me you let me know how to work that one out, and you would solve the key. I don't know what's going to happen, because here's the deal. Rodgers deserves the right to play the last two games. You know what I'm saying? And another question, who's going to be their quarterback next year?
Yeah.
Who replaces them? So, well, like you said, there's this tricky dynamic of, okay, is Rodgers coming back? Is he not coming back? Is he going to retire? Is he going to be with a different team? Do the Jets even want him back? And these younger guys are like, wait a second, this didn't work this year. So what do you want me to do now?
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Let me ask you this, Janae Coakley, SNY with us. On that, and I know CeeLo's talked about, you know, the knee that's kind of flared up here the last week or so. Could you, watching him from afar, it didn't seem like he was himself early on. And the last month, he seems like Again, I don't know if he's injured or not, but he looks more and more like himself. He's moving around more. He's been more elusive. He's running more. And it seems more like the that 99-yard drive on Sunday was a phenomenal. Is it fair to say that we're I know it's been 2 years in the making, but this is actually what he still is? And if that is the case, why wouldn't you bring him back for another year? If in fact, that's the Rodgers that you're going to get.
I mean, I can definitely tell you he was definitely injured earlier this season. I mean, he had a hamstring injury that I heard was pretty bad. Knee, ankle. And again, he's 41, just turned 41 December, 2nd?
Yep.
And coming off an Achilles. That's got to get used to that, has to be able to play with that. So the first couple of weeks of the season, I think that happened. Then he got hurt. And then, like you said, we finally got to see what he is. But Aaron Rodgers comes with a lot, as we all know. And I'm not, do the Jets want that back with them? Do they want all of every Tuesday talking, the camera? I'm not sure. Do the younger guys want that? I don't know. But like you said, we've seen glimmers. And this is what used to be, that 99-yard drive. Can you imagine this offense? And if you look at his numbers are very productive.
Yep.
For a New York Jets quarterback. I mean, he's on pace, I think, to break a record if he gets, 400 and some yards, a Jets record. So the numbers are productive. He has put up numbers. So I think that what has to weigh the good and the bad. And don't forget, a new GM's coming in, a new coach is coming in. Is a new GM and a new coach going to want him back?
Well, so here's the, all right, so this would be my follow-up to that. How do you sell the fan base on, if you're not, they're two, with the four wins, and let's say, even say they get one more, not that I expect them to win Sunday, but if they win four or five games, they're not going to be in line to get one of the top quarterbacks. Perhaps they draft one in the second, third round, who knows? How do you sell the fan base then on a quarterback that you might draft that's not ready, and then going and getting another veteran just to plug in for a year, knowing it's not going to be a good year when you had Aaron Rodgers? I just don't know how you sell that to the fans.
Well, you sell the coach, you sell the culture, you sell, if you get a good coach in, if you get a Mike Vrabel, if you get, Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, you get a coach that's going to change. I mean, look at some of these teams, look at what Washington, D.C. did, Washington did, the Commander. Granted, they got Jaden McDaniels with Key. Listen, they have the talent. You got the Brees still under contract, you have Garrett under contract. You have on defense Jermaine Johnson, Sauce, Michael Carter, Jamian Sherwood is sold in, Quincy Williams. You have, Quinnen Williams. You have pieces. It's not as if it's a rebuild and start from scratch. And bless the Jets fans' hearts. They just love their team. They hate them, but they love them too. So I think you're just one piece away. I feel like I've been saying this for 3 or 4 years. Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be that piece. And who's to say, like you said, one season off where he's not rehabbing, he's not fixing his Achilles, he's used to the offense. Granted, there'll be a new offense coming in. So, I don't know. You just got to sell hope and optimism, and you get a good coach in, I think you can sell it. A Mike Vrabel, how excited would you be to get a Mike Vrabel in here? Look
That's
what
true.
He did.
That's true.
All right, so let's play the hypothetical game. Let's go on the assumption Rodgers is back. Let's play that game for a second. He's back. That likely means Devontae Adams is back as well. We understand what their relationship and dynamic and chemistry and connection is. And he's been productive since he's gotten here, but it's also led to, maybe not directly related, but some outwardly frustrated moments for Garrett Wilson along the way. We see that on TV. We can only listen to what he says into a microphone. You spend more time around him. Talk to me about what's going on in Garrett Wilson's head right now for this season, and if Rodgers and Adams are back as a duo next year, what's the trickle-down effect, and how do you think that works for Garrett?
Well, listen, you got to find a way to feed Garrett Wilson. He is a talent. I mean, he's a young, up-and-coming talent that needs to be fed. I mean, before the beginning of the season, he was the most targeted player, I think, in the NFL. And now he has 7 targets, and a lot of those came in the final drive and garbage time, really, last game. They've got to find a way to feed Garrett Wilson. And, yes, I understand Devontae and Rodgers have a connection, and he's got 499, and Devontae caught the 200 and 400th pass, and they want to catch. But it doesn't matter. You got to win games, and you got to figure out how to get this young star in here, or else you're going to lose Garrett. Because, like you said, he's confused. Like he says in the interviews, he doesn't know why he's not being fed the ball more. So, they say all the right things, Aaron, and the offensive coordinator and all that stuff. But if I'm the new GM and the new head coach, I'm finding a way to make him happy because he's your future and he's a foundational piece that you need.
All right, last one for me, Janae Coakley from SNY on the Jets. I was there when Favre came in for the 1 year. I was covering the team that year. I was there covering the team when Rex came in, and then I departed. But what I did sense around the organization when Rex came in, it really felt like a fresh start. And I was there for that press conference, and he was speaking authoritatively, and we're going to get this team and that team. And it was such a great feeling around the organization. What do you think, once this season ends, how fast do you think they move? And what do you think it's like around the building once the season's over? It's almost like a sense of relief, excitement. What do you think?
I think a little bit of everything. Like, oh, here we go again. Like, oh, my gosh, we can do this. I think they're going to take their time. They really are vetting everybody. They're not going to jump in and just get the next shiny new piece. I think they're really Mike Tannenbaum's in charge of helping, you know, the search. I think they're just going to take their time and get the best guy. Here's the deal. You guys have been part of New York media. You've been part of New York. You need to have a coach who understands the New York market. And you have to understand that you just can't come in and change the culture. You're not going to change it. You have to figure out, understand. I think that's why Aaron Glenn, I think, might be a great guy to look into because he's played in New York. He understands New York. He gets New York. And he's been part of a culture change in Detroit. So I think the Jets are really taking their time. I think they're going to do their due diligence, do their homework. I don't know if they'll hire a coach and then a GM, if they'll hire a GM first. I think they're trying to figure out that right now. But I think it's, okay, this has been a really tough year. And like I said, this has been one of the toughest years I've covered just because of all the hype and all the excitement and all the letdown. I mean, if someone would have told me they would have won 4 games this season, I would have been, nah, not this year, guys. I get the years past, but not this year. This year, they can break that playoff hope.
All right, Janae, I've saved the real hard-hitting stuff for the end here. And Janae and I bonded when I was covering the Jets on the beat because we're both Quinnipiac alum, which is awesome. So, yeah, exactly. As though, you know, you were Braves, I was Bobcats, not to out chair or anything like that. We've discussed that as well. So it's been, I think, 7 or 8 years for me. I've got to know, you're on the way to the facility on a Friday morning. Are we still doing Pizza Fridays in Florham Park for the media?
Oh, CeeLo, no. The Jets food... top notch.
Wow.
We get from the cafeteria. Great food. They win the Super Bowl every year when it comes to food that they serve us. It is fabulous. I mean, we get like crab cakes sometimes and salmon. And their soup is phenomenal.
I remember food being good on Wednesdays and Thursdays, but Friday was usually reserved for pizza. So now they're going gourmet for the entire week. That's impressive. I give them credit for that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's fantastic, let me tell you. And just so you know, CeeLo, I was a Quinnipiac Brave, and then I switched over my junior, senior year to a Bobcat.
Oh, so you got both? Okay, I had forgotten that, so there you go.
I was a college, then a university. I got a little bit of both.
You got the best of both worlds. Excellent. Well, we appreciate you joining us in the midst of your Friday morning commute today. So safe travels to Florham Park. Safe travels to Orchard Park in Buffalo this weekend. And we appreciate it. And great job all year long covering another dumpster fire that has been the Jets season, Janae.
Hey, there's always next year, right, guys? Always next year.
Exactly, there's always next year. We're running out of next year's, Janae. Okay. Thank you.